Medical Board suspends license of notorious abortionist for fraudulent statements. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 11, 2020. The Alabama Board of Medical Examiners has suspended the license of notorious abortionist Dr. Leah Torres and denied an application for licensure of the abortion clinic she serves as medical director. Torres, known for her flippant posts on Twitter about abortion, committed fraud in her application, the board said in a letter of notice to her dated August 20. Torres has had the post of medical director of the West Alabama Women's Center under a temporary license. The board denied an application for a certificate of qualification for the abortion clinic, and then suspended Torres's own license to practice medicine, pending a hearing before the Medical Licensure Commission on December 21. The abortionist has become known for her outrageous Twitter comments in which she supports abortion and mocks pro-life individuals. In December 2018, for example, Torres tweeted, "Everyone seems to assert they know what God thinks, so have at it. God performs way more abortions than I do, so there's that." In March of that year, Torres created a firestorm when she tweeted, "You know fetuses can't scream, right? I transect the cord first, so there's really no opportunity, if they're even far enough along to have a larynx." Operation Rescue reported Torres later deleted the tweet and tried to clarify her comments, claiming she was referring to the umbilical cord, since cutting the vocal cords of an unborn baby during an abortion would be both brutal and illegal. According to the letter of notice, the Board of Medical Examiners said Torres falsified answers to questions concerning whether her medical staff privileges had ever been revoked or suspended at a hospital or other healthcare facility, and whether she had a medical malpractice lawsuit settled. The board continued the abortionist also committed fraud when she responded no to a question about mental health issues when she, through counsel, raised the issue of a mental, emotional, nervous, or behavioral disorder or condition as a defense, mitigation, or explanation for your actions in the course of a judicial proceeding in the United States District Court for the District of Utah. Additionally, the letter stated Torres committed unprofessional conduct when she made public statements related to the practice of medicine which violate the high standards of honesty, diligence, prudence, and ethical integrity demanded from physicians licensed to practice in Alabama. Robin Marty, spokeswoman for the West Alabama Women's Center, said in a statement, "West Alabama Women's Center is following all state guidelines regarding its operation. We believe the actions taken regarding Dr. Torres's licensing application are based on misunderstandings concerning documents she filed with the Board of Medical Examiners and the Medical Licensure Commission. We know Dr. Torres to be an entirely honorable and professional doctor and look forward to the resolution of the issues relating to her application and license." Torres has been the subject of complaints by many pro-life groups, including Operation Rescue, Life Legal Defense Foundation, and Alabama Physicians for Life. "It is a relief to know that Torres is currently not able to conduct abortions in Alabama," Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, said in a statement. "She apparently thought she could get away with anything, as so many abortionists do, but this time, she got caught lying to get a medical license. It makes me wonder what else has she lied about." The abortion industry feels they are not accountable to anyone, and you can see it in the way they operate. The Reverend Terry Jean Sommer, director of Charismatic Episcopal Church for Life, said, according to Al.com, "They are used to getting away with things like injuring women or hiring doctors who lie on their medical applications. However, in Alabama, citizens are making certain the state holds these places accountable. Abortion is not welcome here, and we are exposing these clinics, prayerfully, peacefully and legally."